Welcome to the Wealth Decisions Podcast, where each week I take 15 minutes or less to discuss crucial wealth decisions and mindset hacks to help you live a richer life. I'm your host, Brian Muller, and I've been in the financial services industry for over 25 years, and I'm also a certified life and health coach. And I have a passion for helping people make better decisions around their money and their life. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite sports, and that's pickleball. But we're going to talk about how pickleball and investing are very similar. We're going to explore some of these unexpected parallels. Now, you might be wondering, what could a paddle sport possibly have in common with managing your finances? Well, we're going to talk about how the strategies that make you successful on a pickleball court can also help you thrive in the world of managing your investments. The first thing that's similar about pickleball and investing is strategy. In both pickleball and investing, having a solid strategy is crucial. So for instance, in pickleball, players need to think about court positioning, shot selection, and how to outmaneuver their opponents. A common strategy in pickleball is the third shot drop. This is where the serving team will hit a soft shot into their opponent's kitchen, which is the non-volley zone close to the net, on their third shot. This forces the receiving team to hit up on the ball, giving the serving team an advantage. Investors must develop strategies for asset allocation, risk management, and achieving their financial goals. You know, for instance, a common investment strategy is dollar cost averaging, where an investor puts a fixed amount of money into a particular investment on a regular schedule, regardless of the share price. This can help reduce the impact of volatility. Just as a pickleball player adapts their strategy based on their opponent's style, perhaps playing more aggressively against a defensive player, investors must adjust their approach, you know, based upon market conditions and personal circumstances. For an example, you know, an investor might shift to more conservative investments as they approach retirement. In both pickleball and investing, the key is to have a plan, but remain flexible enough to adapt when conditions change. And whether you're facing a tricky opponent on the court or navigating market volatility, a well-thought-out strategy can be your guide to success in both pickleball and investing. The second thing that's similar between pickleball and investing is patience. You know, patience pays off. The game of pickleball is all about patience, waiting for the right moment to attack or make a decisive shot often leads to winning more points. Many beginners make the mistake of trying to win points quickly with hard shots, only to find their attempts sailing out of the of bounds or into the net. And I was like this when I first started playing pickleball because I was a tennis player, and that's how I thought you should win points. And experienced players know that a steady, patient approach, keeping the ball in play and waiting for the right opportunity, is often, you know, much more effective. The same principles apply to investing. You know, Warren Buffett, you know, one of the most successful investors of all time, famously said, "The stock market is a device for transferring money from the inpatient to the patient." This is really a fundamental truth of investing. Those who can resist the urge for immediate gratification and wait for the right opportunities tend to come out ahead. In investing, patience is looking at long-term thinking. Instead of trying to time the market or make quick profits, patient investors focus on long-term growth. They also focus on riding out market volatility. You know, patient investors don't panic and sell during market downturns. They understand that markets typically recover over time. And they also make sure that they allow compound interest to work its magic. The power of compound interest becomes more apparent over long periods of time. And just as a pickleball player might patiently dink with soft shots back and forth, waiting for the perfect moment to attack, an investor might patiently build a diversified portfolio over time, you know, waiting for the power of compound interest and long-term market growth to work in their favor. In both areas, the ability to stay calm, think long-term, and avoid, you know, impulsive decisions can be the difference between winning or losing, between financial success and missed opportunities. The third thing that's similar between pickleball and investing is diversification. You know, diversification matters. In pickleball, players who rely solely on one type of shot or strategy are easily countered. You know, imagine playing a player who only knows how to hit hard drives. They might win some points, but a skilled opponent will quickly adapt and perhaps blocking the ball back or using soft dinks to draw, you know, more errors. The best pickleball players have a diverse array of shots and tactics. They can switch between powerful drives, soft dinks, and lobs, and drop shots as the situation demands. This mirrors the importance of diversification, you know, in investing as well. A well-diversified portfolio helps manage risk and can lead to more stable, you know, returns over time. You know, just as a pickleball player shouldn't put all their eggs in one basket by mastering, you know, only one shot, investors shouldn't put all their money into a single stock or asset class. Diversification in investing is all about asset allocation, you know, spreading your investments across different asset classes like stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, cryptocurrencies. It's about geographical diversification, you know, investing in different countries or regions. It's about sector diversification. If you're going to invest in individual stocks, making sure you have money in all the different industries to reduce your risk. By diversifying, you know, investors can potentially reduce the impact of poor performance of any single investment. It's the financial equivalent of having a well-rounded pickleball game. If one strategy isn't working, you have others to fall back on. The fourth thing that's similar between pickleball and investing is continuous learning and adapting. You know, in pickleball, players must constantly adapt to new challenges. They might have new opponents with different playing styles. They might have, there might be new strategies and tactics, you know, within the sport. There might be changes in their physical capabilities as they age. And there's also advancements in equipment. A pickleball player who refuses to kind of learn and adapt, they might stubbornly stick to the same strategies they used years ago and likely to find themselves maybe left behind as the sport continues to get better and better. Investors face a similar challenge, you know, with shifting market conditions, new financial products, and changes in their personal financial situation. You know, the financial world is constantly evolving with new investment vehicles, changing regulations, and global kind of economic shifts that impact the world of investing. Some examples of how investors need to adapt would be just staying informed about new investment opportunities, like exchange-traded funds or cryptocurrency. You know, adjusting their strategies in response to major economic events like recessions or changes in interest rates. Adapting to maybe technology changes and how investments are made. And modifying their approach as they move through different life stages from their early career to retirement. The fifth thing that's similar between pickleball and investing is the importance of fundamentals. Fundamentals are crucial when it comes to pickleball and investing. In pickleball, you need to have some fundamental shots in your arsenal. First is the serve. It's not as important as it is in tennis. You want to have a consistent, well-placed, deep serve that sets the tone for the point. You need to know how to dink. This is a soft shot played close to the net. And it's really the cornerstone of pickleball strategy. You need to learn how to volley, being able to hit the ball out of the air, especially at the kitchen, is key to controlling points. And you need to have good footwork. You know, proper positioning and movement around the court is crucial to allow you to make better shots and not get off balance. These are fundamental strategies that every pickleball player needs to have in their arsenal, and many, many others if you want to have a well-rounded game. And investing also has its fundamentals. You need to understand compound interest, understand how your money can grow exponentially over time. You need to understand risk versus return. You know, you need to know how much risk you can take on or are comfortable with. You need to understand asset allocation. You need to know how to divide your investments among different asset classes. You need to understand that time is more important than timing the market. You need to understand that chasing performance, investing in something that did well last year, is not always the best strategy. You need to learn to be realistic with your expectations of the markets. You need to understand that the stock market doesn't always go up. You need to understand the concept of dollar cost averaging. If you're investing a set amount each month, you're taking advantage of market volatility. When the markets are up, you're buying less shares. And when the market is down, you're buying more shares. In both pickleball and investing, you know, mastering the fundamentals allows you to focus on a higher level strategy. When the basics become second nature, you can devote more time and energy to reading your opponent's intentions or analyzing market, you know, trends and staying informed. No matter how advanced you become, there's always value in revisiting and reinforcing, you know, the fundamentals. They're called fundamentals for a reason. They're the building blocks of success in both pickleball and investing. So when it comes down to pickleball and investing, you know, both require strategy, patience, diversification, continuous learning, and a solid grasp of the fundamentals. Whether you're aiming for a winning shot on the pickleball court or trying to pick good investments, it all comes down to following some type of principles, mastering the fundamentals, having a strategy, and also mastering your emotions. So whether it's on a pickleball court or sitting at a computer trying to figure out what to do with your money, there's some similar characteristics between pickleball and investing that you can use not only to become a better pickleball player, but also a better investor. And if you haven't played pickleball yet, I'd encourage you to get out on the courts, learn the sport. It's a great social sport and a ton of fun. And once you start learning some of the principles and become better at pickleball, you can also apply those to become a better long-term investor. Thanks for listening to this week's episode, Pickleball and Investing, the Unexpected Parallels. And if you like this episode, please rate the episode, make some comments, and hit the notification bell to get updated on future Wealth Decision podcasts. And please, if you could, share it with a family member or a friend. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people by the end of the year in the Twin Cities and beyond, so that people can make better wealth decisions to live a richer life. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at MomentousWealthAdvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. And once again, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.